Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it started. Yeah. All right. Hump Day Wednesday, the 19th. I mean, yo, weren't we just talking about April Fools? And here it is, the 19th of April, and Aries is almost out of here. They got two more. They got one more day, because on the 21st, it's, they got one more day. Some people even say that today is the last day. I'm not saying that. But anyway, let's get it popping. Yo, this is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, and tonight we have a controversial topic talking that we're talking about tonight, and it's something that we've all talked about amongst our friends and our family members. It's a little bit of taboo. Some people have tried this. Many people have tried and failed. Many people have tried and consider themselves to have succeeded, depending on which side of the fence that you roll on when this topic is concerned. So tonight we're talking about threesomes. And what the title of the show is, once you agree to a threesome. Once you agree to a threesome, they say that once you agree to a threesome, that there will always be a third party in your two-party situation from then on out. So if you invite somebody into your bedroom, if you introduce somebody into your bedroom in a previously monogamous relationship, let's say, you know, how some women will allow their man to have another woman. Maybe she's bi-curious. Maybe she's straight up bisexual, but still is living as a heterosexual woman or whatever. But anyway, they may allow their man to have sex with another woman in a threesome, or they may allow their man to have sex with another woman to let him have some variety. Now, the noble nature of doing something like this is that she's saying, okay, I know that maybe it's a struggle for you to be totally monogamous, but you've been doing well, so I'm going to give you a little treat. Here, you can go ahead and have a little lick of that ice cream over there. Maybe she won't involve herself in a threesome. And yeah, in a threesome, but she'll allow her man to have another woman. Maybe it's a woman of her choosing, her selection or whatever. Like, yeah, I found somebody that you can do it with. Maybe it might be a girlfriend of hers. Maybe it might be a friend of hers that she has had sexual relations with before or whatever. Whatever the case may be, that's on them, and it's really a private matter. But you've turned a double situation or a couple situation into a three-party situation. The question is, are you or will you ever be able to put that genie back in the bottle? Do you believe that if you and your partner have a threesome, that it will that they will ever be able to just be monogamous with just you? Do you think that is possible in a situation? I'm going to have to go with no. I'm going to have to go with hell no. I'm going to have to go with, man, that could be about the stupidest thing that you could ever do. Unless you are secretly okay with a situation like what a threesome might offer you, then it probably won't be that much of a big deal. If that was secretly your intention, or that was secretly your, if that was the situation that you were secretly trying to develop in the first place, like not everyone has a problem with polygamy or polyamory. Polyamory. Now, people who are into polyamory probably think that, they can become monogamous again if all parties are honest with each other. But I guess that would depend on what you consider monogamy to be. For most people, monogamy means that it's a one-on-one situation. Like, I only deal with you, primarily you. I only have sex with you. As far as sexual relationships are concerned, it's only me and you. There are no outsiders. But a person who is polyamorous probably believes more like, well, it's me and you when we agree that it's supposed to be me and you. It's still me and you when I allow you to have someone else, because that is me consenting to you having someone else. It's still only me and you. So it's like they're sort of moving the goalpost a little bit. And people may not agree with that, but in their mind and in their situation, it is their business that they say, no, monogamy is different for us than it is for you. We believe in monogamy, but we don't believe in traditional monogamy. So if a woman allows her man or consents for her man to have sexual relations with another woman, they believe that as long as all parties know about each other and what the parties are that are involved, if all parties know that there are three people involved, then it's still monogamy. That's pretty much how they think. Swingers also believe the same thing. Like, well, we are a monogamous couple, except for when we wife swap or we swing. So it's different. When we go to swinging parties or when we look for other couples to do our thing with, that's still us as a couple, a monogamous couple, being in agreement about what we're doing outside of our marriage or our relationship. So they believe that even outside of their relationship, it's still within their relationship. So the sexual relations that take place outside of their relationship of monogamy are still within their relationship of monogamy. As you can see, or as you're probably already thinking, yeah, there have been many problems with this. There have been many, many problems with this, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight, and that's what we're pretty much asking the question about tonight. Well, all right, is it true? Do you think that it can be true that a man or a woman who introduces another man or woman into their bedroom will just keep it that way? Keep it that way as far as, all right, yeah, we're still monogamous, or outside of that third person, there are no other people, or not even that third person. Like, that was just an experiment. That was just something we did, or that's just something we do. Everything will be on the up and up, straight up and down, honest from then on out. What do you think? What do you think? That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also tonight on the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show. We are talking about once you agree to a three. Once you agree to a three, it'll never be two. Is it true? Do you believe that it could be three, then go back to two? Do you? Well, I believe that is possible, but it looks like I don't really see that as possible. I see people cheating all the time, and if you authorize cheating, then you're pretty much beating yourself into a situation that you can't get out of. You know, when you put a ship in a bottle, you can build a ship in the bottle. But once you put that, once you build the ship in the bottle, it's in the bottle to stay. Unless you break the bottle. There's no way to get the ship out of the bottle without wrecking the bottle or wrecking the ship within the bottle. There ain't no way. Ain't no way. Ain't no way, baby. Ain't no way, baby. Well, you know, I know that this is kind of like a taboo subject tonight, but it happens. All of you have known somebody who has participated in a threesome. You know, as much as people say that they keep their sex life, their private life private, no, they don't. I've never known anybody who has participated in a threesome and kept it just between the three people involved. And I ain't bullshitting. You pretty much have people who have done it and people who haven't done it. Because a lot of people who have never done it are really against it for obvious reasons. And a lot of people who may have been previously for it have encountered some problems. Because the real question is, although you may agree or consent to a situation, an unorthodox situation that involves honesty, do you think that unorthodox situation will remain honest? Will all parties involved remain honest in that situation? Man, I've known people who were involved in a swinging lifestyle. I've known people who have done polyamory. I've known people who just straight up cheated. And it's weird because from what I've seen, it's pretty much all one and the same. By the results, most of the people, no. All of the people, 100% of the people that I've known who have been swingers that have participated in swingers, all of them have had to deal with cheating within the swinging and outside of the swinging. So I'm saying, you know, in case anybody is getting this twisted, what I'm saying is everybody I know who has participated in being a swinger, because I don't know if y'all know that much about the swinging lifestyle, but there's supposed to be rules to the swinging lifestyle. Now, for people who don't have any appreciation or any interest in swinging, they think like there ain't no rules to no swinging. You know, it's all sexual, blah, 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 blah. But people who are swingers, they say, no, it's not all about sex. Sometimes you just want to be up under somebody who is not your man or your woman. Sometimes you just want to talk to somebody in an intimate way, in a private way, other than your man or your woman. Sometimes you just want to be able to communicate with somebody and connect with them on a physical, mental, or spiritual level other than the person that you are in a relationship or in a marriage with, because y'all may be having some problems coming together in that way. So many people who believe in swinging believe that swinging has actually helped them to stay together. I'm just telling you, but the rules that have been involved with swinging, like sometimes swinging couples may say something like, well, all right, so you can have sex with another person, but you can't kiss them. Or you can have sex with them, but you can't do oral. You know, like, the rules may be put in place in order to protect the sanctity of what their monogamous relationship has to deal with. Like, I don't mind you being able to do this, but I don't want you to do that because this thing over here is our thing. These things over here, I'm okay with. And like I said, people who are not involved in that lifestyle, they're like, once you authorize any cheating, then, you know, basically you got to let the lion or the tiger out of the gate. And whoever it bites. Unfortunately, there's more than enough evidence to support that. There just is. There's more than enough evidence to support that. So you know, I've known swinging couples or couples that participated in swinging. And what happened was, the man, it was normally the man in a relationship, but not 100%, because I know situations where the woman stepped out. So the way that it's supposed to work is every time you have relations with the person that you're swinging with, your person that you're in a marriage or a relationship with is supposed to know about it. Here's where the deception comes in. Here's where the dishonesty comes in. Here's where the opportunism comes in. Sometimes the person that you're swinging with you might feel more physically attracted, mentally or emotionally or spiritually attracted to that person, more than the person that you are in a relationship with. Now, are you going to tell the person that you're in a monogamous relationship that you want to keep seeing the person that you're swinging with more than you see them now? People who have done swinging have fell in love with the person that they were swinging with. You going to tell the person that you're supposed to be in love with, or that you're supposed to be in a relationship with, or supposed to be married to, or are married to? You going to tell them that, yeah, I'm catching feelings for the person that I was swinging with? Well, by the evidence, the answer is no. You don't say shit. So now, even though you were authorized to see the person that you were swinging with, now you're acting like you weren't authorized because you done caught feelings. And you know how it is when people catch feelings. Everything changes. Now you want to negotiate a new contract. You know what I mean? You want to go Terrell Owens on them. I know I just signed this contract with y'all this year, but I outperformed the contract. So if y'all don't let me out of this contract or give me a new contract, I'm going to have to act a fool. I'm going to do sit-ups and push-ups on my lawn because y'all kicked me out of practice for causing trouble. I'm going to go at my quarterback. I'm going to go at my quarterback for not for whatever Terrell Owens was mad at Donovan McNabb for, that people agreed with. People will co-sign some crazy shit. All right, anyway, yeah, that's when it starts to get ugly. It starts to get nasty. So, and all of the swinging relationships that I've known of, this has happened. All of them, 100% of them. So now you're sneaking around with the person that you were previously authorized to be with. And then the unspeakable happens. Because often, most of the time in a swinging relationship, to protect the health of all people that are involved, normally, you know, you're supposed to use protection, condoms, prophylactics. You're supposed to make sure that you don't put the health of the person that you're in a monogamous relationship with at risk of catching any bacterial or viral diseases or bacterial or viral infections. I don't know how the person that you were swinging with got pregnant, but I'll bet you that a condom wasn't involved. And it only makes sense that, you know, condoms weren't involved because you started falling in love with the person that you was in a in a swinging relationship with. And, you know, just on some adult shit, adults, young people too, but people who are in love don't typically use condoms as a form of birth control. I'm not saying that some don't, but typically you don't normally let latex come in between the two of you when you're in love. Some people just don't give a fuck, but you know, we're talking about once you agree to a threesome, can you ever just be monogamous again? Once you agree to a threesome, like, listen, man, me and my man, listen, I've heard women say shit like, I'm secure in my womanhood, you know, and I'm secure in my relationship. So, you know, for our fifth or tenth anniversary, I let my man, you know, have another woman. Okay. I don't know if you know what you just did, shorty. But hopefully, what you just did was confirm what you already thought he was doing or what you think is okay for him to keep doing. Because if you think that that man is going to take this authorized cheating and only deal with that woman that one time or another woman one time. Okay. Hey, it is what it is. And that's outside of having a threesome. What about when you actually have a threesome? Many couples have invited somebody into their bedroom. A menage a trois. A menage a trois. I'm going to let my man have a menage a trois. You know? Two girls and one man. Every man's fantasy. A menage a trois. I'm going to do that for him. She's more than likely she's doing it for herself too, because she, you know. Ain't no woman who's not interested in women. Well, you know what? Let me not speak for everybody. But I'm going to say that I think it would be hella hard for a woman who's not interested in women to see her man, you know, sexing up another woman right there in front of her and for her to participate. It's going to be hard as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I know for a man, I'm going to just put this out there, and I don't give a fuck who don't agree with it. I ain't no man going to let his woman, or let me put it this way, ain't no man going to let another man come into his bedroom and have sex with his woman while he's there, while he participates or whatever, if that man ain't interested in another man. I ain't trying to hear it. And I ain't trying to hear it. You know what I mean? You know, all that running train and all that shit back in the day. Well, we done found out some things about, you know, when dudes used to be running train on females. We found out some things, didn't we? It wasn't just all, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just all, you know, a bunch of, you know, horn dogs, you know what I mean, dealing with one kitten. It wasn't that way. We found out as cats got older, oh, yeah, dude, yeah, he sees men now. And dude over here got a little sugar in his tank. Men and women are very territorial, but men are supposed to be territorial out the gate. Like, you my woman. I'm not going. Listen, I will knock anybody out, shoot, stab, karate chop, nunchuck, anybody that tries to come over here and deal with mine. This is mine. So for a man to introduce another man into his bedroom with his woman, yeah, something is screwy about that. There's some, you can say that he still loves her. I say he don't. Or That's about as unorthodox as you can get. All right, let's go, y'all. Well, so what do y'all, I mean, you know, where we at with it? Where we at with it? And so says, is the third person on call? I imagine it could be. But the thing is, the two people in the relationship are supposed to agree. So whether they are on call or not. You know what I mean? Like, let's take it away from relationships for a minute. Yeah, let's do this. Let's say you and your woman or you and your man decided that y'all were going to experiment with drugs. Huh? Walk with me. Y'all decided that, all right, the two of you have never tried cocaine before. Got me? Yeah, we ain't going to do weed. Neither of you have ever tried cocaine before. So you decided, like, okay, we're going to experiment. We're going to try cocaine. Just me and you. You know, we're going to do it one time together and see what it's like. Because we've heard so much about it. Okay, let's just say. Yeah, this is just an example. All right, so y'all go cop a bag of coke. You know what I mean? Let's say, you know, y'all got a $50 bag. $50 bag of coke. That's enough for two people to put a couple of lines on the table. Shit. This shit really good for your sinuses. God damn. Cocaine is a very reinforcing drug. Most people who try cocaine like it. The likelihood that you're going to try cocaine and be like, oh my God, this is terrible. Most people who have tried cocaine once have been like, yo, I see what the hype is about. All right, so now you and your partner, y'all tried the cocaine. You was cool with the one time y'all did it. Like, yeah, I can see how somebody would become addicted to that, but I'm good. You know, when you had our little cocaine experience. Now when people talk about cocaine, I can be like, yeah, I know what you mean, but now I'm good. But your partner like, yo, let's go get another bag. Your wife or your man and your woman, they're like, yo, let's go get another bag. Let's try it again next weekend. And you're like, no, I only wanted to do it once. Now, you know goddamn well that your man or your woman is going to go get another bag. You see it in their eyes. So what was once an organized experience just between me and you one time, just to say that we did it, he's already asking you, or she's already asking you, yo, let's try it again. I mean, we had fun, didn't we? Yeah, we had fun, but, you know, I don't want to be, you know, copping cocaine and blah, blah, blah. Well, no, we don't have to go get it ourselves. We can get somebody else to go get it for us. Well, now you're involving somebody else. Bottom line is, now you see that the other person wasn't satisfied with just that one experience. They liked it enough to do it again. Most people do things again if it goes well and if they're in a safe space. Ansel said, Uber sniff. I'm done. I'm done with you, Ansel. I'm done with you. Done. But yeah, you already know that now it's not that your partner is addicted. They're not hooked yet. But they're going to do it again. Experience, that one-time experience ain't going to be one time. It's going to be sometimes. You done opened that Pandora's box. You can't get whatever came out of Pandora's box back in the box. It's out. Same thing with introducing another person into your bedroom. They liked it. So they're either going to ask you, well, can we do another threesome? Well, that was just supposed to be one time. Now, don't be asking me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. You can be as stern as you want. You done opened that Pandora's box, whether you meant to or not. And don't get me wrong, because some people are manipulative in this fashion. They wanted to open that box of polygamy or infidelity. They wanted to open it. Whether they get off on it or whether now they feel like they can control you, because now, you know, they watching you like a dog, and you know what I mean? You know how animals, cats or dogs, you know how they act when they want treats and all that kind of stuff, and you're holding that over them. You know how it goes. You gave them the treat before plenty of other times, and they're waiting for that treat. It's the same way. It's the same way when you, it's the same way in the drug situation that I was talking about. It's the same situation with this whole threesome, infidelity, polygamy, polyamory situation. So, yeah, y'all a little quiet tonight. Yeah, and I thought this would happen too, because don't nobody want to snitch on nobody. I get it. I totally understand. You know what I mean? I'm just going to have to watch the playback with this one, because this is a sensitive one. I get it. Okay, and so says, pulling out ain't a contraceptive. Sure ain't. Most dudes don't even know how to pull out. To keep it a buck with you, they don't. Like, I'd be like, you know you were supposed to pull out before you nutted. They'd be like, oh, that's what happened. You know, if you... A dude who can only hold a nut like five, I ain't even gonna say 5 minutes. A dude who can only hold a nut for, you know, somewhere between 0 and 2 minutes. Hey, what do you think they pull out game is about? So they pull out game was happen soon as they put it in. That game weak. They pull out game is non-existent. The only pull out game they have is before they put it in. And so Jim says, I'm not built to handle watching my girl with another guy. Man, listen, I'm glad to hear you say that, sir. Neither am I, neither most men that I know. Most men. I didn't say all men. Believe me, you know some, and so you was in the military, you know some freaks. Because them military cats, they be on some other shit. You know it, I know it, everybody know it. They, you want to talk about wife swapping, swinging, you know what I mean? You know how it go. You've heard stories, you done seen things. I ain't even got to ask you. I ain't never been in the military, and I done heard enough about military hookups. I know enough to write my own book, and I ain't got to name no names. Taki says, for some, erotica is erotica. Your coke analogy is a perfect explanation for the topic. Mm-hmm. Gary says, I don't give a fuck. I just get tired of telling my business. Carol said, Taki, I ain't telling none of mine either. Carol, she didn't say she wasn't telling none of hers. She said she just get tired of. TK, right, says, I know people who are into all of this successfully and unsuccessfully. Well, I guess it depends on what you call success. Because like I said, when you move the goalposts, success. Not everybody agrees on what monogamy is. Not everybody is in agreement with that. For most people, monogamy means that you don't talk to, have relations, go out on dates, hug, kiss, or, you know, have sex with anybody else except for who you are in a marriage or a relationship with. That's most people's definition of monogamy. It's not everybody's definition of monogamy. It's not. Now, it's crazy because when you look up the definition of monogamy, it'll tell you that's what it is. One-on-one. But there's a difference between what something means and how it plays out. There's a difference between what something means and how something plays out. And that takes me back to a conversation I had online with some people that participated in swinging years ago. You know, they felt like I had a real prejudice towards swinging. And for myself personally, I do. Like, it's a no-go. We not playing with none of that. If I cheat, I cheat the old-fashioned way. But there's not going to be no, there ain't going to be no three. There ain't going to be no three nothing. But, you know, so I was saying to them, yeah, I understand what such and such means. I just know how it plays out. And I remember the man saying, no, you don't know nothing about what you're talking about. I said, yes, I do. And I did. I said, I know how it plays out. The way it plays out is different than what it actually is supposed to mean. So you can debate me on what it means. I mean, we can debate or we can agree or disagree or whatever. But how it actually works is a lot different than what it actually means. And monogamy is one of those things. How it actually works is a little different than what it actually means. I guess you could say people have their own brand of monogamy. There are plenty of different brands of ketchup than Heinz. Heinz might be the most popular brand, just like monogamy. But you have Hunt's ketchup. You have some ketchup that says catsup. What is catsup? I don't know. Ansel says, this Freaknik joint coming up got people scared. I don't know what they scared of. Don't none of them motherfuckers look like they used to back in the day? None of them. And all of the video is going to be grainy. Yeah, that shit wasn't no HD video. Remember, you know what I mean, back in Freaknik days, we had them big ass cameras. Some people had the cameras that were so big they had to fit in the box. Some people still have black and white cameras. Hey, nobody in them Freaknik documentaries have nothing to worry about unless you're talking about private videos that was made in the hotels and all of that kind of stuff. All that shit out in the street. You know what I mean? People wasn't getting good shots because it wasn't cool to be right up there in the camp, you know, they wasn't having that in Atlanta. You know, like, listen, y'all, even though I've never been to Freaknik, I know some things about Freaknik. You know, it was wild. It was definitely wild, but it wasn't like the picture that we're painting for our youth today. You know, they have you thinking it was like Woodstock out that motherfucker, and it wasn't, because they ain't going to let no niggas do that. Now, it was wild for black people. It was really wild. And that's why after all of those years of Freaknik, they had to shut it down. They had to. Because it was starting to get violent. You know what, Ansel? Thank you for bringing up Freaknik. Because Freaknik was all good until people stopped following the rules of Freaknik. It was all good when it was all consensual. But then niggas heard about Freaknik. They started coming down. They started going down Atlanta and they started pulling on chicks and tugging on chicks and trying to abduct chicks and forcing chicks against their will and all of that. It was all good When it was like, hey, I like you, you like me? Yeah. Well, come on. Let's just, yeah, it was all good. But then people's savage, carnal nature started coming out. And, you know, the cavemen just wanted to club the chicks over their head. And, yeah. That's when it all got, that's when it got bad. That's sort of like once you agree to a threesome, will you ever can you put the genie back in the bottle again? Can you start not living sin? Can you ever be one-on-one? Can you ever just be one-on-one? I don't know. I haven't seen it. I know there are other ways, but sometimes when you change your ways, the way you see things, things get in the haze. So the plays that you used to be participating with it before, yo, now there's a different score. You're in a different zone, yo, me, you, and a couple of bones and a couple of ass. All right, let's go. Let's go. Carol says, I said what I said, Omar. I heard what I heard. And I read what I read, Carol. TK Wright says, in my opinion, monogamy is a mental and emotional choice before it is anything else. Okay, in your opinion, okay. Because by definition, it's something else. By definition, it's definitely something else. Like, by definition, it's not changeable. Like it's not malleable. It's not negotiable. It's not like, you know, it doesn't matter what you think about it. It's kind of like, by definition, it's like when you try to call a bed a desk. Like you can call the bed a desk, but guess what? It's a bed. Yeah, but sometimes I sleep on my desk. Okay, but your desk is not a bed. Well, sometimes I write on my bed. Okay, but your bed is not a desk. It's not. So, yeah, you can change how you think about something, but, you know, sort of like a transgender. Yeah, well, I feel like a man or I feel like a woman. Okay, it doesn't make you a man or a woman. You can feel how you want to feel. Well, and on the inside, I feel like I was supposed to be, I get all of that. But your anatomy says that you're either a man or a woman. That's it. Yeah, but I got the procedure done. It doesn't make you. It just doesn't. Carol says, well, mine is watching a karate movie, so I'm by myself. As usual. TK Wright says, no one will be recognizable in the Freaknik Dynasty. Man, everybody in them Freaknik documentaries, a lot of them have passed. They ain't here no more. Or and the rest of them gained like 30, 40 pounds. A lot of them girls in there, you're going to be like, she got big titties now. She ain't, that girl in there ain't no big titties. Like, yeah, well, that was 3-4 kids ago. She grew. She you know, she done been pregnancy blessed. Some things then sprouted, plumped up, and spread it since then. They had 19, 20, 21 year olds. Y'all good. But then again, they are going to be some old heads in Freaknik too. So yeah, some of them might be recognizable. So we'll see. It don't matter. I don't see what everybody scared of. Said you was a freak back then. You ain't stopped being no freak. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, chill. Norris Hill says, speaking of Freaknik getting wild, somebody I went to school with was set up and killed. And there you have it. In the Philadelphia Greek Picnic started emulating Freaknik. I knew, I was like, this is about to be done. So once chicks started running around naked, and I mean naked or topless and all of that kind of shit, I was like, because that was Freaknik. That wasn't the Philadelphia Greek Picnic. I've been going to Philadelphia Greek Picnic since I was a teenager. It wasn't like that. You know, it was just a bunch of black fraternity and sorority members and everybody else in the community out there in the park hooking up with each other, getting phone numbers, taking trips, getting in cars, you know, hotel parties, that kind of shit. It wasn't nobody out there in the park fucking. It wasn't none of that. It wasn't nobody out there, you know, taking off their shirt and showing everybody about it. They wasn't doing that. But then some of them people went down south to Freaknik, and it changed. And you saw the change. So the 1990 Freaknik, you know what, the 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94 Freaknik, no, around 94, that's when they started, that's when you started to see like, all right, okay, we still good, but it started teetering. By 95, basically by 97, it was, and I think they cut off the Freaknik at around 97, 98. Because 97, it was off the chain. I was like, this is over. They're gonna ruin the Greek Picnic. And they did. The Philadelphia Greek Picnic is all but done. It's all but done. You don't hear nobody talk about it no more. Nobody goes to it anymore. That shit used to be such a major event. It used to shut the city down. It was a nice thing. And you ain't, black people wasn't getting locked up and, you know what I mean, all that kind of stuff. Once they start getting the cops involved, because it was just too much. People start getting robbed and all. TK Wright says, mind you, I was there as a model for the natural hair and braiding show that happened to be at the same time. Also says, I never thought of nor pondered spicing up any relationship with a threesome. Huh. Funny you should use that term, spicing it up. Guess that's what they be saying they doing. Carol says, I thought you was going to say she had her breasts rubbed with butter. Nah, you gotta do that as a preteen. You know what I mean? It won't work as an adult. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta get the butter. You got to get the butter on the titties at a young age. You know what I'm saying? But it does work. It does work. You know what I mean? Shout out to Dairy. And so, let's talk about Sturgis. Sturgis. That shit is in Oregon. Don't no black people go to that shit? Well, they do now because, you know, bike thing, but I don't know. And so it says, Sturgis motorcycle rally is just like the videos, I'm sure. Okay. All right. So when it comes to the whole threesome thing, of course, just like anything else, it's a choice. It's a choice. You know, so and just like any other relationship issue or any private matter, personal matter, you have to make a decision about where you want to go with something. Once you start something, you have to realize that you started it. Pandora's box. Once Pandora opened that box, everything that came out of the box wasn't able to be recovered and put back in the box. Some of it blew in the wind. You weren't able to, a lot of it blew in different directions, however it went. Now you have to deal with wherever it went, and it will come back to you. Sort of the same thing when it comes to having a threesome. Now, I mean, listen, if that's your thing, if that's your stick, if that's you, if that's your life, hey, that's cool. But when your expectation is that something is going to stay the same, even though you've altered it, even though you've changed it, even though you've put in additives, preservatives, you're only fooling yourself. Something can't change and be the same at the same damn time. Some people be like, I'm that same OG. No, you're not. You're that new OG. You look the same. A lot of your ways are the same, but not all of them. A lot of the significant things, a lot of the essential things, a lot of the fundamental things about you have changed. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about having a threesome. So if your expectations before having a threesome were that you were going to remain anonymous outside of the monogamous, with the exception of the threesome, you're fooling yourself. You are. You're fooling yourself. Now, hopefully, you are a secretly manipulative person that actually wanted to start this thing, actually wanted to get this thing started. Some people get off on blaming their man or their woman for everything. Well, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't. If you hadn't became, I wouldn't. If I wouldn't have never met you, wouldn't. If I wasn't in love, I wouldn't. If I wouldn't have followed you, wouldn't. If I wouldn't have listened to you, I wouldn't. If some people get off on that. So it might not be the cheating that you're really against. You might have thought they was cheating anyway. So you figure, all right, well, this is my way of getting in to and discovering how, the depths of the cheating. I don't know who y'all know, but I know people who think that way for real, for real. I'm going to go ahead and satisfy my suspicions by finding a way into this situation. I'm going to, you know, the only way to get inside of information is to find your way inside. Carol says there's a black motorcycle rally in South Carolina every year. Oh yeah, everybody know about that. What? Oh yeah. Sturgis ain't that. Sturgis is the big, giant, white motorcycle convention. You know, you're going to see all the pagans and the pagans, the Hell's Angels and all of those crazy-ass white outlaw motorcycle gangs and all that kind of stuff. Sturgis. Uh-huh. Bike week down in South Carolina. Myrtle Beach. Bike week. Coming up real soon, ain't it? Next month? It's coming up soon. Myrtle Beach, baby. G. Gay Wright says, a lot of women are manipulated into it. Then they regret agreeing to it, feeling like she'll never be enough. She was manipulated into that. She couldn't say no. There was a time I would have said, yeah, he played her. I don't want to say that no more. The only mode and form of thinking that you can ever be 100% sure of is your own. And a lot of times we're unsure of even the way that we think or the reason that we do things. sometimes our instinct takes over. Sometimes just our training takes over. Sometimes, you know, nature kicks in. But anybody who agrees to that threesome situation, I'm like, unless you was like a teenager or something like that, you know the risks. You know the risks that are involved. You know what I mean? You more than likely you thought you could get around the if y'all used condoms or whatever, you already thought that you could get around the physical risks. Maybe you convinced yourself that you could get around the emotional risks. But emotional risks, the risks on your soul always come to claim their money. They are playing with house money and they always win. So I'm like, you was manipulated into it. You couldn't just keep saying no. Maybe you thought, if I say no, then he's just going to go out and cheat. Okay. I know a nigga like me would be like, well, I guess you just going to have to go out and cheat. So you're going to have to, you know, cheat and lie and cheat until I find out. But what's not going to happen is me not agreeing to that. Just like I wouldn't have agreed to, you know, go buy the cocaine. No, I'm not trying no cocaine. I'm not interested in that. If that's what you're into or have been into, that's on you. And we believe me, that's going to be a conversation too, but I ain't doing that. Mm-mm. You ain't going to like me no more after this? Well, I guess you just ain't going to be liking me no more after this. Shit happens. And yeah, I've always been that way. Fuck out of here. Carol says, I can see that, Taki. It can be somewhat disheartening for a woman. Mm-hmm. No, I says, I don't hear anybody singing Genuine same OG. Carol says, I think so. Oh, you're talking about Bike Week next month? I think so. It ain't all the way in the summer. I know that. No, it says, do we still have the phone issue? Yeah, we do. That's why I don't even post the number no more. Like, fuck it. Carol says, chances are he already is cheating. Exactly. Yeah. Well, like, yeah, he already is. You know what I mean? It's a done deal. It's a done. We all got to make decisions. You can either do things that you think will keep somebody with you, but you also have to consider how y'all going to be together. Can you live with that? Or you can do some things that will put people away from you or back them up off of you. And you have to think about whether you are ready for that too. But it's really all on you. It's really all on you. You know what I mean? Mind games, we actually all play mind games. Most of us deny that we play them, but we all play them to some degree. Because there ain't no use in having a brain if you don't use it when you need it the most. What's the use in having it? The use. All right. We got some birthday shots. We got some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 19th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S P E C I A L. They get the R E S P E C C. They are S P E C I A L. They get the R E S P E C C. They are S P E C I A L. They get the R E S P E C C. They get number one of the behind. Yeah, yeah. My man, Richard Hinkie. from the land down under, my man Richard Hinkey, all the way from Australia. He's definitely a supporter. He used to be a supporter of the Sun Always Shines show, Urban Therapy. Yeah, me and him go back. Happy birthday to you, my brother, turning 48 years old today. And Tay Simpson, happy birthday to you, Tay. And Tyria Johnson, turning 33 years old today. I think he's lying about her age. It's all good, though. And Teresa King, happy birthday to you. And Lisa Barnes, happy birthday to you. And Kadi Davis, turning 35 years old today. And my girl, going all the way back to like the 1993, 94, Rochelle the Notary Bentley. My girl, do the damn thing. Happy birthday to you. And Sheldon X. Moore, turning 53 years old today. And Virginia Ayala Garcia, turning 60 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Michelle Everett Bay and Aziza Muhammad, going all the way back to the 1985. My girl, Asisa Muhammad, happy birthday to you. And Anita Patterson, turning 52 years old today and going all the way back to the 1982. My man, Jeff Cardwell, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious April 19th, anywhere out there in the world. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen to this. Once you agree to a threesome, or once you introduce somebody that's in the public into a private matter, you can expect, more than likely you can expect that it's going to change. Now, whether it changes for the good for you or for just one party versus the other party, that's up to you. That's between you and them, I should say. It's not necessarily up to you. And I understand how people can feel like they didn't have as much power in this situation as they would have liked to have had. The thing is, like I was saying before, you never really know what's going on. See, people act a lot differently when things don't go their way. You know, and you can learn a lot about a person, almost everything. You can learn almost everything you need to know about a person when you see the way that they act when they get their way and the way that they act when they don't get their way. The way that they act when they are satisfied and the way that they act when they are disappointed. You learn a lot because, you know, some people fall out on the floor, act all crazy, stomp up and down, throw tantrums, stop speaking to people, cut people off, block and all of that kind of stuff. They do things to push you away, and some of those things that they do to push you away are really meant to get your attention and bring you closer. But it's all purpose, all for the purpose of getting their way. Just understand that when you participate in the threesome, yeah, people can baby you all they want. Oh, I can't believe he did that. But the truth is, I can't believe you consented to that because you ain't have to. And if they put a gun to your head and all of that, it went from a threesome to a rape. Sexual assault, you know. But we don't have to go there. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow for another Daily Go Get 'Em-ism show. I want to thank y'all for coming through. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Please hit that like button. Please share the show. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So we're going to get back, y'all. We're going to get all the way back and get back, y'all. Get all the way back. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here.